feel honored. You never know what you're going to get when you sit on these steps. So today, well, this weekend is Labor Day weekend, and it marks the unofficial end of summer. So we get a three-day weekend, and we have some guests here, some honored guests. That's right. We have returning college students and students who are away at high school and visitors that have come back, and it's just a great day here at Trinity. So anyway, Labor Day, as one would guess, celebrates those who labor, which means those who work. And back in the day when working conditions were awful and folks had to work very, very long hours, like 80 hours a week. So think of how long you go to school and double that, and that's how long these people had to work. And the conditions were awful, and so President Grover Cleveland and Congress passed a law in 1894 giving us a three-day weekend for Labor Day. But not everybody has tomorrow off, like I'm sure restaurants, stores, water parks. There's lots of people that still have to work tomorrow. And there's some people that don't work yet, like students don't necessarily have a job yet. And there's some people that have already worked and are retired. So, but the good news is you still get tomorrow off. So, but working made me think of a scripture verse. And it is from Colossians. And it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for God and not the people. So this has a challenge. Even though you don't work outside of school, or even if you don't work outside of your home, you still have to work for God. So there's a bunch of you up here. How can you work for God? Give me a couple ideas. How can you work for God? Spread his word. Invite friends to church. Lead a study, lead a prayer group. Yep. I can even make it easier than that. You can do it when you go to school. Be a good friend. Be a friend. Share God's love. Help people in need. If somebody's picking on somebody at school, you be the person to stick up for them. And when you're not at school, if you've already finished working, all the same things. Be a good friend. Be a good listener. Share God's love. Help those in need. So we can all work for the Lord, and we're all called to work for the Lord. So think about that today, tomorrow, when you don't have to go to school. And remember, we're all called to work for God. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. No matter how old we are or what job we have or have had, we never take the day off from being a good worker for you. Help us to do what you are calling us to do and to share your love. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.